Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Our next guest is a registered dietitian and is here to share some things that may come as great news for many of you. You don't have to scrimp on food to lose weight. That's right, losing weight while still eating the foods that you love. Welcome to the program director at Wellspring Weight Loss Camp, Carrie Coulter. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show. You know, with so many diet plans out there preaching all the foods to avoid because they contribute to weight gain, you're going to share some examples of foods that we don't have to be afraid to eat. No guilt.
Sure.
Share a couple of those for us.
Of course. I think that, everyone obviously wants to avoid putting foods into good and bad categories, but there are definitely some foods that people should feel comfortable eating more freely, or using as maybe, a way to fill up so that they kind of have less room for foods that might be less healthy. What I usually look for in a food that, is going to be a little bit more guilt-free than others, is first something that's very low in fat. Fat has its place in everyone's diet, but because it provides more than twice as many calories per bite as carbohydrates and protein, eliminating fat from the food usually means that every bite is less calories. So you can kind of feel like you free to eat more than you normally would.
Right.
Anytime a food has fiber or water in it, obvious examples of that would be fruits and vegetables. Those two foods, first of all, fiber your body doesn't fully digest, so you're not getting as many calories from it. It fills you up. It slows down the digestive process. So something that you really want to look for in a food, and the foods that are higher in fiber, you might feel more comfortable eating and filling up on. Foods that have added water in them, again, that's fruits and vegetables, but, things like broth-based soups. You can definitely, fill up on that, have a huge bowl of that before a meal, and that extra water is obviously not going to add a lot of calories. So you feel like you can kind of, you can eat quite a bit, but it's a low-density item.
Great. You mentioned fiber. What's your opinion on popcorn? Do you consider that a good fiber snack that'll fill you up?
You know what? I do. I think that people have to be very careful when they think popcorn. There's quite a range of popcorns that are available out there. You go to a movie theater, and it's covered in salt, covered in butter, and, maybe even some more liquid butter on top of that. And so. The value that you're getting from the fiber in that popcorn is probably diminished by the negative health aspects of that popcorn. You can get, a wide range of popcorns at the grocery store that offer different levels of fat and calories. I think what people need to look out for is something like the Smart Pop, the 94% fat-free popcorn. You get the fiber, you get to snack on something, and actually you've added air as well, which is obviously calorie free. So you can have, 3.5 cups of popcorn, whereas you'd have, 10 chips for the same amount of calories. So not only are you getting that fiber, but you're also getting that air, and you're getting, a more bulk in your snack without a lot of calories. Looking out for the ones that don't have all that added salt and fat and butter on them is what's important.
Yeah, you mentioned air, which was interesting that I read that you said air is a weight loss friend. And is that like eating an oxygen sandwich?
I'll eat one right now. Funny. Exactly. If only it was that easy and air would fill you up. I think what ends up happening is, when people pour themselves a bowl of cereal, if they're going to have something that's very dense and heavy, and, each one's going to come out, like a granola, let's say, you can have a half a cup and you're eating 230 calories and, a significant amount of fat. But let's say you're going to pour something like a pop cereal or a puffin or something like that. You look at your bowl and you can put a solid cup and a half in there, two cups for the same amount of calories. You look at it, visually, it looks more filling. You're eating that food. You get to feel more satisfied, like you've had a solid meal, versus trying to, peck at a little half a cup of granola like a little bird, and then suddenly it's gone 5 seconds later.
All right, but wouldn't whipped air and whipped cream cheese, would that be like a something to use because there's air in there and you don't eat as much?
Definitely. It's funny you say that because I just bought some whipped cream cheese yesterday. Whipped cream cheese is definitely an option. Again, you know, you're scooping out what appears to be 2 tablespoons, but actually it's a little bit less than that because of the air that's gone into it. Obviously, you still need to be somewhat conscious of your portion control because you can overeat even with foods. What they've even tried is having people, you know, maybe put their smoothie on a setting that whips some more air into it. And, you know, when they end up drinking it, they feel more satisfied than people who had the same amount of smoothie that didn't have air in it, and so that air actually provides some sort of sense of satiety.
Right. So share with us, like, holiday foods. Is there any that you would pick that you can enjoy without gaining the holiday weight, and you would say, hey, eat this and not that, and still have a great Christmas with satisfaction?
Sure. I think the thing with the holidays is the foods that you use aren't necessarily high in fat, high in calories. It's usually the preparation process that does that. So when people are having, you know, turkey, sweet potatoes, green beans, those are very healthy foods, provide lots of fiber, tons of nutrients, you know, lean protein in the case of the turkey, especially if you take off that skin. Mm-hmm. It's when they're preparing the green beans with a high fat, cream mushroom sauce on top of it and some fried onions, or they're putting tons of sugar and marshmallows and other cream into their sweet potatoes. So, you know, what I would definitely tell people is, you know, the more basic you can stay, the safer it's going to be, in the sense that you kind of know what you're getting. So trying to have a side of sweet potato without having the sweet potato casserole, or having the side of green beans, without all the added stuff on top of it.
Can I just jump in, Dr. Friedman?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'll just say, Carrie, that people don't realize things like sweet potatoes do not need to be made sweeter. They don't. With my kids, I can just toss them with a little olive oil and make them savory instead of sweet. Forget the marshmallows and brown sugar and just roast them and roast all the root vegetables, and they will eat them all with just maybe a little rosemary on. People don't realize you don't have to add to these wonderful fruits and vegetables to make them taste better than they already do.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think experimenting with spices, you know, that's another very, you know, diet-friendly food that doesn't add calories. So you can, spice away with sweet potatoes, with other vegetables, with your lean protein, your ham or your turkey or chicken, you know. The more flavor you can add, the more satisfying it is, the more you feel like you're eating a varied diet and a filling diet and a fulfilling diet, and the better you're going to feel about your choices, too, because you know you're adding lots of flavor without a lot of extra calories.
Right. What about, a turkey, if you make that as moist as possible, you wouldn't have the need for that fattening gravy. So if you get it from the source and say, it's a juicy piece of meat anyway, I don't need the gravy.
Exactly. And then, you know, I think what a lot of people do is they have, traditional recipes that they've used in the past, let's say for grandma's gravy or for, you know, mom's casserole and things like that. And what I really encourage people to do is don't feel like you need to give up those things if that's what, you know, their comfort food, they're what you associate a fun, loving, you know, family holiday with. What I encourage people to do is find a healthy alternative. So don't give up the gravy. Don't give up your casserole. Find a recipe online. You know, the amount of information we have at our fingertips is crazy. And the amount of ingredients that have come out there that you can replace some of your higher fat, higher calorie ingredients with is endless.
It
and
certainly
so,
is.
Know,
Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today. To find out more about Wellspring Camps and healthy choices for weight loss, go to wellspringweightloss.com. And that's it for us today. But don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can also follow Dr. Friedman on Twitter for daily health tips at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Friedman. Stay well.